March 16th, 2020, in the days of the virus. Desolation Angel Radio, Kip Williams with you. This thing we started last night has taken off very big. We'll talk about that in just a minute on the other side. Let's get an opening tune in that I think is highly appropriate for where we're at right now.
Thanks a lot for coming out tonight, you guys. I'm a one-way motorway. I'm a road that drives away. Follows you back home. And I'm a street light shining. I'm a white light, blind and bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you learn to live again. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. Stars upon tonight. I'm a little divided. Do I stay or run away and leave it all behind?
Like these, give and give again.
It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time and time again. Thanks a lot, you guys. That was a lot of fun. Thanks for coming out tonight. Thank you.
Dave Grohl, the Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, and the rest, an acoustic version of Times Like These, which I find a horrendously, not horrendously, but just an incredibly appropriate song for these days that we're living in. It's Monday, March 16th. I can tell you that here in New York, I know New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut about an hour from now, because I'm taping this at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, that at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, bars and restaurants are closed. It's not the closing time every day. They're closed. There'll be takeout and delivery available, but bars and restaurants are being shut down. Gyms are being shut down. Movie theaters. Every place has to be, any gathering has to be limited to 50 people or less. And the CDC came out with guidelines this afternoon asking for gatherings of 10 people or less as COVID-19 begins to pick up steam and head across the land. I've got friends all over the country. You know, I lived in New Orleans for a long time. That city is shutting down its bars and restaurants. I've got friends in Chattanooga, Alabama, Atlanta, on the West Coast, everywhere. It's all happening. And it's hard and it's scary. And I know that. And we're not going to function in fear here on this radio show. Just like I said last night, if you listen to it, try and provide some resources and a little bit of hope. We have Julie Rockcastle from Green Heron Farm and the founder of one of the founders of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. I had a conversation with her this morning. We taped that and interviewed that for those of you who are Heron Tribe listening to this. Some words from Julie about what's available out at Green Heron Farm. They do have meat and produce. We'll talk about that. And also a couple of words about the Great Blue Heron Music Festival for those of you who just flat live in Western New York and are finding yourself short of groceries. It'll be an interesting conversation for you. You'll find out that she and Steve do have available meat out there that Tops and Wegmans don't. And Julie's such a sweetheart and a wonderful human being. And just one of my loves in life. She is incredible for those. And also because it's probably a lot of Heron Tribe people listening to this. I did talk with Danny over the weekend. He's doing fine. He's doing as well as he can do, given everything that's happened to him this year. But he is back from Cleveland, and he's feeling a little better. So maybe some phone calls or texts, because definitely with what he just had go on, everybody physically stay away from him, please. Okay, I've worked too hard for the last 2 years to make sure that man stays alive, to get anybody near him that might be unknowingly carrying it. And I'm going to say that flat out loud, okay? Communicate with him via text or phone or email, but stay away from him. In terms of resources, with the school shut down and quite possibly for the rest of the year, I can tell you here in Buffalo Public Schools, starting tomorrow, Tuesday, March 17th, will be providing breakfast and lunch meals for their students and their children. So I'm going to read the list, all right? And it's every community school. And additional schools, as follows in this list, the DeYouville Porter campus at 255 Porter, Buffalo Elementary School of Tech, 434 South Division, Dr. Antonio Pantoja, 750 West Avenue, Hillary Park Academy, 73 Pawnee Parkway, Frank A. Sedita, 21 Lowell Place, Bilingual Center School, 157 Elk Street, MJD Futures Prep School, 295 Carlson Street, Lovejoy Discovery School, 161 Benzinger, Charles Drew Science Magnet, 1 MLK Junior Parkway, Roosevelt Academy at 249 Skillen Street, North Park Academy, 780 Parkside, Discovery School, 911 Abbott, Hamlin Park Elementary, 126 Donaldson, Herman Badillo Academy, 3005 Elmwood. Highgate Heights, 600 Highgate. Dr. Lydia T. Wright, 106 Appenheimer. Build Academy, 340 Ferguson Street. Southside Academy, 430 Southside Parkway. West Hurdle Academy, 489 Hurdle Avenue. Harvey Austin, 1405 Sycamore Avenue. Frederick Law Olmsted at 319 Suffolk Street. International Prep, 110 14th. Bennett High School, 2885 Main Street. South Park High School, 150 Southside Parkway. Lafayette High School, 370 Lafayette. Riverside High School, 51 Ontario. East High School, 820 Northampton. West Buffalo Charter School, 113 Lafayette. They will all be open to provide breakfast and lunch to families with students in the Buffalo community. Understand that sentence. Will be open to provide breakfast and lunch to families with students in the Buffalo community. The schools will be open from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the afternoon, Monday through Friday. Any child 18 years of age and younger may receive these meals. Adults may pick up meals for their household members. Please bring a bag to carry out the meals. So that's the things that people are starting to do to help one another. I know that my phone was pretty well buzzing all morning. Both Desolation Angel work and Nomad Project work. People understanding that they're starting to use me as a resource to be a clearinghouse for folks with cancer who need groceries bought for them. People who cannot go out, people who are self-quarantined, elderly people who are afraid to go to the grocery store. That's all beginning to happen. I did a status update on Facebook today, and I actually did the scary Facebook thing and put my phone number there, and I'll say it here on the radio. My phone number is area code 504-717-8386. Again, that's area code 504-717-8386. And you can call me and for those type of items, all right? People who cannot go out and need groceries for them, people who need to go to the pharmacy, even as much as I carry tools and a lot of my friends do, if you're in your house and something goes wrong where you don't feel safe and something goes wonky with a water heater or something else, use me as a resource. All right. If I can't do it, I can find somebody who can. We follow social distancing protocols. And I want to be very clear about that because this is about social distancing to flatten the curve on COVID-19. And this is about me keeping myself safe and the people I know safe. So, you know, should you need to contact us, we do everything through text or Facebook Messenger or email. They are solo trips. People like me or someone like me. Gloves. I use a bandana, not a mask, but it's soaked pretty well in water with a drop of bleach in it. Things get left on the porch and don't want cash, PayPal or Venmo. Cash is so dirty. So let's start to build those mutual aid networks. And I talked about this show taking off. We have Julie, that interview with her coming up, and the week is already lined up. Mark Madden will be on one night real quick here. Artist in town, tattoo artist, and a larger-than-life personality to talk about small businesses and what people are doing to support one another with that. I already talked to Clinton Parker, who is in on the ground floor of building mutual aid networks here in Buffalo. So you'll find out about that if you live in Western New York. If you're somebody that lives outside the area, he's a great insight into how to start to build those mutual aid networks that we all need right now. We need that. We need that kind of hope. I've got a conversation lined up with a truck driver we are all dependent on truck drivers right now. A conversation lined up with a nurse who's also a mom. A conversation lined up with a woman who's a friend of mine who is a caretaker for her elderly parents. I have writers and artists that I've talked to so we can get beyond just the information part and begin to provide a little cultural outlet here on Desolation Angel Radio for those people who are writers and poets. And I've also talked to visual artists. Maybe they want to come on here and talk, photographers, painters, sculptors. With what they're seeing. I can tell you this. Ash and I went out this afternoon to pick up some last supplies before we go into what I think is going to be a month lockdown. And there's two sides to it. One is you can feel the tension and the streets are deserted already. But the other part of it is it's quiet And you can hear kids playing out in the street in front of their house. And there's not as much traffic. And everybody's taking a deep breath. And I hope that people take this time to, I don't know, the phrase would be get in touch with themselves. And maybe deepen your relationships with people, because physical interaction, and we know what that means, is kind of out the window right now. So we got to get to know people. And we got to talk to them. And we got to get to know ourselves. I want to thank you all for giving me this opportunity. I am so humbled and so grateful that people would trust me like this to do this. And as you find more resources, and the reason I gave my phone number is this. You can find me on Facebook, Kip Williams. There's only one of me, and it's a very distinctive picture and look, Kip Williams in Buffalo. Desolation Angel Radio has its own page. The Nomad Project has its own page. You can DM me there, but as you find more resources, you know, let's get them out there on a broadcast like this, on a podcast like this, and get them out to people so that we can start to build that community. I'm going to jump into the interview with Julie because we need to do that, and she is such a sweet human being. And she's got some good things to say about both what they have available out there at Green Heron right now. And I know a lot of people are antsy and nervous and looking ahead to July and thinking about the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. And she's got a couple things to say about that. So let's cut to that interview with Julie Rockcastle. All right, folks, we're here with Julie Rockcastle out at Green Heron Farm, site of the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, and also Green Heron Farm's organic produce. How are you doing this morning, Julie?
I'm good, Kip. Keeping my spirits up. How about you?
I'm doing really well. We're sitting here on Monday morning, the 16th, and they just announced that they were going to shut down all the restaurants and bars in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut at 8 o'clock tonight for an unknown period of time. I was out doing some shopping, just some solo shopping for myself this weekend, and I saw that Tops and Wegmans are completely out of ground beef, meat of any kind, chicken. And And don't you guys have some out there at Green Heron Farm?
Yes, we do. We're fully stocked. We've actually run some specials on burger and 50-pound boxes of beef. But we have beef, chicken, and pork. Very good supplies. We've had quite a bit of traffic in the farm store over the weekend. People can just come out and, just buy 1 pound of burger if you want, or buy 10 pounds, whatever. You can just pick out from our freezers, and it's a serve-yourself kind of store. So people just drop in and go home with some quality local meats.
Right, because I know yours is really clean and good tasting. It's nice to know that in Western New York, with supplies running short, that you've got things available for people.
Yeah, it's a perfect time to, try our local stuff. I think people hesitate because it's not convenient, but it's actually really not convenient that there's none available in the grocery store.
Right. The drive is more convenient than not having it.
Yeah, right. And the drive is beautiful. We all seem to have some time now, so why not take a ride in your car? And I had one lady call today. She just didn't really want any human contact, so she's sending me her order. We're packing it up, put it in the freezer. She come pick it up, without having to interact. Whatever you need,
Right. It's really easy to observe those social distancing protocols, even with a transaction like that. Because when I've been out doing runs for people this last week, I didn't want their money. That's what PayPal and Venmo are for.
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah. Made it really easy. I saw you made a post this morning on the Heron Tribes page and on the Great Blue Heron Music Festival's page, because I think people are getting a little nervous about the Great Blue Heron Music Festival. You got something, some news about that?
We're just in a wait-and-see mode, but it's a long ways off. We're talking about July. So we're just going ahead. We're still taking volunteer applications. And doing all the things we need to do to get ready. We're not going to stop and shut it down at this point. So we're just very hopeful that things will go on as planned, and we'll all be ready for some time together if and when everything calms down here and we can just go back to normal.
Yeah, because personally, the world is not going to take my chance away to ride around in a golf cart for 72 straight hours with a cowboy hat on. finding out, the shower handle broke in the fourth one over. Nobody better take that chance away from me.
I know. You do have a lot of fun out there, Kip.
I do.
Working so hard. But that's why we all love it. I think the ones of us that work on it, it's just a hoot to keep systems up and running and make sure everybody's having a good time. And we're very happy to do those parts so that other people can have a different experience.
I thought about you and Steve. I thought about Danny, about Christine, about Rhett and Ryan and Louie and Austin. I saw a status update from somebody who went, you know what? Why do we not just hand this entire thing over to festival producers and site crews? Because anybody that can ride around in a golf cart with a roll of duct tape and a screwdriver and get 7,000 people through a good time for the weekend and 30 bands on stage can handle this.
We're going to take over the whole crisis.
That's right. Yeah, let festival producers take over the crisis because we can handle anything.
Yeah, fix everything. Yeah.
Yep, we can fix anything with a roll of duct tape and a screwdriver.
We are usually quite good in a crisis like that.
Yeah, we're a real quick crew at something like that.
But, Well, our job right now is just to, support our community, keep our spirits up. We were suggesting people get on Spotify and play that 2020 Blue Heron sampler. And, it's like 5 hours long, to play it through a couple times every day and just keep music in your life and, enjoy the time with your families if you're kind of stuck at home and don't freak out. It'll be fine.
Right. That's the biggest thing. Don't freak out. We'll all get through this together. And that's the one thing that I think we've all learned in festival life is that together we're a lot stronger and together we can get through everything.
And if you don't know already, we have a Heron Tribe group page on Facebook, and post anything you want there. And if you need something, just please feel free to reach out. Somebody said today, "Oh my goodness, maybe there's toilet paper and all those parmesans up on the hill." maybe. Oh my God, Eureka!
You might even
have some spare toilet paper.
And I think that is a big thing, is this is going to be a good lesson for people in building mutual aid networks and finding out, right, this small business owner has me and I know them. Like you said, just go to the Heron Tribe page and say, because I put an update myself up this morning saying, if you can't go to the pharmacy, and here's my phone number. And we'll observe social distancing protocols, but we can get you there.
Yeah.
Or if something goes wrong in your house where you don't feel safe. And that's what this may start to build, is that mutual aid network and sense of community that we all need. Because none of us is going to get through this alone. We all got to get through it together.
Yeah, make us stronger.
Yep.
That's a goal. Yep.
That's a good one. All right, Julie. Hey, thanks a lot. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to everybody for a minute today.
I love
you and Steve so much, and I want you guys to stay safe and take your time and you guys and the cows and have a good time out there.
Yeah, and people are welcome to come on out and just hike around,
Yeah.
Get a little cooped up feeling, don't know where to go, don't want to go to the mall or the movie. Come to the woods. It's really beautiful out there this time of year.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
It's so gorgeous to take a hike back there, and it's really easy to keep that 6-foot distance from everyone and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. All right, Julie. I love you so much. You go have a good day. You go have a good day, all right?
All right, I will. You too. Bye now. Right.
Okay, bye-bye. Julie Rockcastle out there at Green Heron Farm in Sherman, New York, Waite Corner Road. Hopefully I can get Teresa Guzman on here later this week, too, from Brushwood Folklore Center out there in Sherman, and let those of you folks that want to hear from her too. She and I have texted back and forth. But you heard from Julie. They've got meat out there. If you're in the city and you're a grocery store that doesn't have any, and if you're all nervous and worried about the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, cool your jets. Let's just wait and see what happens. It's July. It's a long way off, and we're going ahead and planning. And there is plenty of room out there to walk, to get out in nature, especially as spring is breaking here, and maybe get out of the house. And there's such wonderful, lovely people. And Julie said that. And just now while I'm taping this, it strikes me that when she said we're stronger together, and that is true. We're the only way we're going to get through this, folks, is together. And hopefully as we come out the other side of it, you know, figure out what we need to do better and figure out what we need to do to support one another. Cause we're all going to be broke coming out of this. You know, you're not the only one. I'm going to be. I think a lot of us are going to be and figure out how we move forward from there and how we make sure that it's not just me, but that everybody keeps their lights on and has a roof over their head and food on the table. And maybe we got to figure out some different ways to do that than we've done. Maybe we got to figure out a way to build an even bigger, stronger community, because if we're a community, if we're all one community, one tribe, one family, one heart, then we're only as strong as our weakest link. And it's not up to us to cut that weakest link loose. You know, it's up to us to see what that person might need, you know, to be stronger. And cause none of us has everything. I've got a lot of flaws and a lot of weak spots. Everybody does. And it's about, you know, what can I do to help? What do I have that somebody else might not? You know, I've got a friend that I've known, my sister from another mother, the Leia to my Luke, and Lulu down in Alabama. And we might hear from her here in the next couple of weeks too. But, you know, she's the Leia to my Luke, seriously. And we agree on everything, but there's one thing that I think we got to disagree on, because one of her favorite songs is We Don't Need Another Hero, you know, Tina Turner. And I think that's wrong. We need heroes and we need angels. And I mean, it's like, I always refer to myself as a fallen angel. Yeah, I definitely got a broken halo and broken wings and have fallen from grace more than once. But there's a lot of fallen angels like me, and there's a lot of heroes out there, and we got to be heroes to one another. And these are the times, I think, that a lot of us were born for, that it's time for us to find the angels of our better nature and rise up and do what we can to help and do what we can to be of service, because we're at our best as human beings when we're of service to other people. And I'll finish this off by saying, like I said, this is going to go on the air every night. We'll be talking to different people every night. Hopefully get some writers and artists in here to get some relief from just the information, but just to build that sense of community. And so y'all can hear one another's voices. And I'm going to offer that for free to y'all. This podcast is available on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, on Apple Podcast, on Stitcher for free. You can subscribe to it. You can go to my Facebook page, Kip Williams. You can go to the Desolation Angel Radio page. You can Google Desolation Angel Radio and find it and find the archive in the library where it is. But what I'm going to encourage you to do is use that and use me. All right. If you know of somebody that's in need of something and you can't provide it, or you're looking for a resource for it, get a hold of me and I will find people. I know people all over the country. It's not just about Buffalo and Western New York. It's not just about New Orleans. I know people everywhere. And if you've got somebody you know is in need, then you get a hold of me. All right? You can depend on that. And I will find a way to help whatever you need. Because we need to be heroes for one another. Our grandmothers and grandfathers, I'm 62. So when I say my grandmothers and grandfathers, my mom and dad, my dad, they were called to war. And they went overseas and they fought. And they fought fascists and they fought Nazis. And they came home. We're being called to go to war too. And in this calling, we're being asked to stay home, sit on our couch, love one another by staying distant from one another, and by helping one another out as we can while we're doing that physical distancing. Building those communities, building those bonds, and then finding help for people where needed. And I think when this is over, that's not going to change. We're going to have to help one another. I'll be back on the air tomorrow night. It'll either be Clinton talking about mutual aid networks here in Buffalo, or Mark Madden talking about small businesses, or another one of my friends I've got people who've said they want to do stories or poems on here, and they get to do that. You get to do anything you want. You, no matter who you are, your voice counts. If you're hearing this, I want to hear from you. I want to hear how this is affecting you, how this makes you feel, because this is our document. This is our chronicle. This is our record of what's happening. I've got enough server space to preserve all of it, and we can preserve your voice forever. And you can add your voice to the story of what happened during these times when we rose up and we did exactly what we needed to do to all be heroes. I will be back at you again tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, with another one. Stay tuned, subscribe. You can be part of what we do here. I love y'all. We'll get through this. We will get through this, and we will sing and dance on the other side of it. We will mourn those we lose. We will celebrate their lives, and we will celebrate being alive once we get to the other side of it.
We've had a lovely, lovely evening.
But you can give me I'll drink all the time, 'cause we're lovers, that is the fact. Yes, we're lovers, and that is that. It's all nothing who drives them away. We can beat them just for one day. We can make you vote just for one day. What you say, I say. Well, I wish I could swim like dolphins. Like dolphins can swim. Oh, nothing will keep us together. We can beat them forever and ever. We can be heroes just for one day. And I
much.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!